It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey there, everybody. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I'm just having a good time. Having a good time this morning. How are you guys doing? It's a beautiful day here, October 10th. Sun's shining. I hope it's shining where you're at. I hope it's shining where I'm at. I don't know. I haven't been outside yet. I just assume it's shining. So, you know, a lot of times I think to myself, I don't know how to start the show. I don't know what the best way to start the show is. So, you know, Adriel's been helping me out with that occasionally. They just kind of catch me off guard and throw a question at me, and then I will start talking, and then they will just start hitting record just in the middle of when I was talking. But that hasn't happened in a little while, which I appreciate because it does kind of throw me off guard. Then I have to recover really quickly. But on the downside, it leaves me with the unwelcome task of trying to figure out how to actually start the shows myself. So today, I think what I'm going to do, just try to start the show, is I'm gonna pound a beer because I have I opened a bottle of Blue Moon, just the traditional Belgian white, and I have poured that into a pint glass. And I'm going to try to chug it as fast as I can. Now this glass is kind of weird because it's got like bumps on the side of it. It's a bumpy glass. It just has, well, let's see, 1, 2, 3 big ridges. It fits well in your hand. It's kind of bumpy there in the right way so that like it fits well in your hand. But I wonder if it's going to impede the flow of the liquid because I'm pretty fast at chugging beers. And I'm going to let you guys know when I start and when I stop. I'll tap it down on the table when I finish it. All right, I'll do 3, 2, 1, and then I'll throw it back and I'll tap it down on the table. You guys can find out exactly how fast it is, okay? I'm thinking I might take my headphones off for this, though, because I'm a little worried that they're going to go flying. Let me do a practice run. I might be able to do it with the headphones on. Okay, we're going to try it. Ready? Oh, I don't know why I'm asking you if you're ready. Okay, here we go. 3. Start again. I need to get my breath. I'm talking really fast, and I realize that if I walk into a chug out of breath, I could die. And I don't think any of us want that. Okay, 3, 2, 1. That was pretty quick. By the time stamps, that was like 5.5 seconds. I feel good. I feel really ready to do this show. Or I do have another beer here. I have, this is a Pacific Apricot Wheat. And you know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to pour this one and I'm going to let it sit. I'm not going to chug this one yet. And then maybe at the end of the show, maybe we'll see. I'm going to chug this one if Elizabeth Shue and her crew, the Shue crew, the kids from October 5th, if they can manage to upset whoever's here today, because I'm really rooting for Elizabeth Shue at this point, and I know that's gotten me into some trouble before, but I just want to see her do good, you know? So we'll see. If you don't know what the show's about, it's not about chugging beer every day. It could be, it might be, eventually, until I run out of beer. But really what it's about is the fact that my buddy over there, Adriel, is an angel of death and destruction, and they granted me a power/curse that I am burdened with, that I have the opportunity and nay the duty to erase one day from the history of existence. So I'm choosing that based solely on celebrity birthdays, because whatever day I choose, not only will the day be erased, but everyone ever born on that day will also be erased. And somehow it's isolated there. So when I think about Elizabeth Shue, and when I talk about Elizabeth Shue, what I'm saying is that so October's running loser right now of the top three celebrities that were born on that day is October 5th. And October 5th was Jeremy Sisto, who I think has been talked about more on this show than on any other media product basically ever. In the history of media. And so that's not great for him. That's number 3, Amy Jo Johnson. Number 2, the Pink Ranger. And then number 1, Elizabeth Shue. Now, I mean, God bless her. Elizabeth Shue, wonderful, wonderful. But, I mean, she's carrying a lot of dead weight around. And she's just been up against, a couple of powerhouses the last couple of days. But, I mean, she had her opportunity early on, I feel. So let's just see. Is today the day? Is today the day that that the shoe is on the other foot? I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I'm sure you get that a lot. You get weird things like that. And I don't want to make your life any worse than it already is right now, being on this chopping block for this day's history. The pressure must be just unbearable. Let's get into it. Honorable mentions for October 10th on this day is history. There's plenty of them, actually. Julia Sweeney, who is known for her Saturday Night Live characters. She was Pat. It's time for androgyny. And she also had some other characters, I think, as well. I did not like her roles all that much. Or her characters. She usually just played the mom in a lot of skits, which could be not the best writing in the world, or it could just be that she was not as good as some of the other people in the cast. But that was kind of a weak cast for women. It got much better immediately after that group left. Man, in the Sherry O'Terry days, come on now. Anyway, Julia Sweeney, born on October 10th. Let's see, who else? Bai Ling. Bai Ling was born on October 10th. Charles Dance, otherwise known as Tywin Lannister, born on October 10th. Bradley Whitford. If you liked The West Wing, you would recognize Bradley Whitford. Born on October 10th. Thelonious Monk, jazz musician. Jazz great Thelonious Monk, October 10th. Ed Wood was actually born on October 10th. He was a filmmaker who made some just real low-budget films that are kind of cult classics nowadays. I guess kind of the first cult classics almost. Like they're the prototypical cult classic. Let's see. Who else? Who else? Who else? You know, I see a few names that I think are going to be my top three. I think I know who's going to be my top three. One more honorable mention. I will mention Amy Teagarden, who has not done a lot, but she did play the daughter on Friday Night Lights, the TV show, not the movie. And she was good at that. She was good at being an angsty teen when it was a show full of slightly older, a little less angsty teens, except for Riggins. Riggins was kind of super angsty all the time. I guess he wasn't angsty. He seemed angsty, but he might have just been too dumb. I mean, the character was too dumb to be angsty. The character always looked sad, but that's just because the character just didn't know what to do in any given moment and just was just confused by the world. And Maya, ghetto superstar Maya, she was born on October 10th as well. Okay, that's a lot of names there. Let's do a 3-2-1 roundup right now. Number three, Mario Lopez. Yeah, A.C. Slater was born on October 10th, 1973. Mario Lopez obviously has done other things since Saved by the Bell. In fact, he is probably, honestly, the most successful of the Saved by the Bell crew at this point. I mean, Mark Paul Gosselaar has had a little bit of success since then. There was Franklin and Bash, which I know a lot about just because people like to reference that to me quite often for obvious reasons. But Mario Lopez has done, I think, probably the most. Tiffany Amber Thiessen has actually done quite well for herself as of late. And I guess when I say as of late, I mean the last 5 years or so, because she was on that white collar show or whatever it was, the one about the dude that was a grifter or whatever. Anyway, Mario Lopez, though, has been doing stuff left and right. Okay, so I mean, he did that Greg Louganis movie. He did, he was on one of the soap operas for a while there, I believe. He has done a lot, I guess, recently with just like emceeing. He's like kind of that Nick Cannon guy now, where he's on the shows where he just kind of introduces things. So he did that on X Factor for a while. I remember that. And there was an Animal Planet show named Pet Star that he also kind of ran and hosted. So that was exciting as well for him. So good job for Mario Lopez, one of the Saved by the Bellers. All right, number two, Number two is going to be a tumultuous choice for me, because I do not like this gentleman at all, and it is Brett Favre. Growing up a fan of Chicago teams in general, I don't have a lot of affinity for Brett Favre. Brett is a quarterback who played the majority of his career with the Green Bay Packers, which is a team that I hate, probably with more fibers in my being than I could really devote to a sport. So yeah, I'm not going to say much more. He was, I guess, pretty good at his job, arguably. But you ever notice that the best quarterbacks are just the worst people? Anyway, moving on from Brett Favre. Number one, well, it felt for a while like Elizabeth Shue might have her moment. Mario Lopez, pretty big, but could he be countered? Sure. I mean, compared to Elizabeth Shue, Mario Lopez is nothing. Brett Favre, big sportsbowman, and everybody knows how much of a fan of the sportsballs I am, but he is a sportsbowman from a team I despise. So in that instance, you think, well, hey, maybe he's going to let his personal feelings get in the way, and all of a sudden, we got a moment for the shoe to shine. Well, sadly, Elizabeth Shue, we reached number one, and it is, I guess, outside of Freddie Mercury and maybe Axl Rose, my favorite frontman in the history of rock and roll. So I guess that would make him maybe my third favorite frontman in the history of rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Diamond David Lee Roth. Now, I will go on the record and say I'm not a huge fan of Van Halen. I am a bigger fan, probably, of Dave's solo stuff than I am of anything Van Halen did after Dave left. David Lee Roth was the most important aspect of Van Halen by far. Eddie Van Halen is a good guitar player. Some might say a great guitar player. I would even say he's a great guitar player. Is he a better guitar player than David Lee Roth is a singer? No questions asked. Absolutely he is. Is he a better guitar player than probably 98% of the bands that you're going to see out there in rock music? Absolutely he is. Is he a better guitar player than David Lee Roth was a frontman? No way. Because as you can see by my top three favorite frontmen, Freddie Mercury, Axl Rose, David Lee Roth, it's not all about the singing. I mean, with Freddie, it was. Freddie Mercury is also the greatest singer that has ever been in front of a microphone on a rock and roll stage, in my opinion. But Axl was obviously not. But that's not what's important. When you want a frontman, it's all about charisma. It's all about star power. It's all about owning the stage and being that vision of rock god born into flesh. And David Lee Roth pulled that off with aplomb. So October 10th, 1955, birthday of David Lee Roth. And David Lee Roth puts this well out of Elizabeth Shue's reach. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I wish it could go better for you. But you unfortunately got hummin' zimmin' hummin' zimmin' hummin' zimmin' bibbity bopped by David Lee Roth. Now I'm in a weird spot because I have this beer here that I poured and I'm going to drink it anyway. I was really hoping that it would be a celebratory drink. Well, now I'm just going to drink it at this point because in honor of Diamond Dave, I guess, more than anything. All right, let's see if I can beat 5.5 seconds. We're going to do this again. Ready? 3, 2. You know what? I think the ridges on this bottle do actually screw things up. 1. I think I got it in 5 flat, and I raced myself. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That is not what I would consider a good beer. Ooh, there's way too much apricot in that beer. I love wheat beers. I don't mind if you throw a little fruit in it, but goodness gracious, Blue Moon, what are you thinking? All right, that's all my beers, and so that's all the time we have for today on This Day is History. Sorry to Elizabeth Shue. Sorry to October 5thers. You're still on the chopping block. Congratulations to October 10th. Congratulations to David Lee Roth. And I will see you guys next time, tomorrow, here on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.